menus. Any establishment which serves to public will have a menu card. Menu is a marketing tool. Basically, when a person comes into your establishment, you should not only be able to read what is available, what you're selling, but they should be able to, it should be a feel good. Pictures can be used in menus to make people want to order a particular dish. It should be nicely described so that person knows what type of food is spicy, non-spicy. You have to plan a menu very carefully. Menu, depending on the type of restaurant, your menu has to be planned. So you can give the maximum variety by keeping your cost to the minimum and making an appetizing meal for a customer. So he keeps coming back on successive days or even weeks, he can keep coming back. So menu is an important aspect for sale. It's a marketing tool. There are types of menu. One is a la carte menu. What is a la carte menu? It's a la carte literally means buy the menu in French. It's a choice of individually priced dishes for each course. These menus are flexible. You can choose anything you want. Then there is the carte du jour, that is meal of the day. Du jour means of the day. Menu changes daily, depending on what is available, what is not available. So you can have a chicken du jour also, the chicken of the day, which is available. So carte du jour is meal of the day, depending on availability of food items. Then you have a cyclical menu. This menu is for a specific period and keeps repeating after a cycle, or do you want to repeat it or not? It's up to you. It's a cyclical menu. It has repeated options over a specific period of time. Sizzler Saturdays. Then you have a table d'hote menu. That is a fixed menu. The host table. A menu that offers a choice of appetizer, one choice of entree, a choice of dessert, but all at a total fixed total price. That's a table d'hote menu. Has options, but it doesn't have any options. Kitchen planning. Now this is the most important. The kitchen has to be planned in the best possible manner. The kitchen is where the food is made. What the guest is paying for is where the food is made. It's the kitchen. So a lot of thought has to go into planning a kitchen. You have to use the best use of the space which is available to you. You have to create different types of areas so cross-contaminations don't happen. You have to give preferences to different types of food prepared in different areas. Where is the food cooked? Where is it served? How is it stored? There's a question of hygiene and safety which comes into a part of it. Last plan of planning, best use must be made of the area, because area, you have a limited area. And your menus have to be planned as per your kitchen. Your kitchen kitchen has to be planned as per your menu, or menu has to be planned as per kitchen. You have to ensure that there is no work accidents in a kitchen. Workflow lines have to be defined. Accidents in a kitchen can be very dangerous. It involves fire. It involves grease. Your planning should make sure that hygiene is always maintained at all points of time. Easy to work, easy to cook. Food safety. Most important part of a kitchen planning. Traditionally, one of the most important areas of food safety is the area of large traditional kitchens where food is prepared. The ladder kitchen. Large cupboard for storing food. Smaller units will have main kitchen and everything is prepared there. Food storage is an area where care must be taken. Food is something which attracts bacteria, which causes food poisoning. So food safety is a very important aspect. Very important aspect. See, some foods are more susceptible to pathogen in growth. Cross-contamination should not happen. So storing of food is a very important aspect. Cross-contamination is ideal. You know? Pathogens will grow, bacteria will settle in. High-risk category, stock, soups, sauces, gravies, dips, mayonnaise, hollandaise sauce, custards, creams, cold desserts, raw chicken, raw meats, but they are cooked later, so they may not develop that. All areas have to be treated with more care. The food sanity is the most important. We need to be able to store properly, proper containers, proper proper gloves. Gloves need to be used while handling food. Care should be taken for fast cooling. Refrigeration of food has to happen at a proper temperature. Each food has to be stored at a particular temperature. That all has to be taken care of. Food should be covered well. I mean, you can't leave sauces open. It has to be covered well in the refrigerator also. Refrigeration, deep freeze are very important. Temperatures are very important. They need to be cleaned also properly. You can't have dirty refrigerator storing food. Cross-contamination will happen there also. Food will always have to be covered and placed. Okay. Another very important aspect is very dangerous to refreeze food. So once the food has been thawed, frozen food, if you refreeze the food, the bacteria which gets collected during the thawing process will get imbibed into the food. Pathogens can only be destroyed by heat before the food is safe to eat. So it is very, very, very necessary so that you thaw only once. Thaw as much as you require. Don't thaw in excess. Your food and you. Without food, no one can stay alive. Food is very important. Eating is not only a process of preparing food and eating food. Eating process also plays on all your senses. Your nose, your eyes, appearances have a sensory effect on your senses, like appearances, sight, color, odor, smell, taste, deep sensitivity, temperature, the sense of dietary plans, nutrition, proper awareness and knowledge, availability of the foodstuff. A balanced dietary plan will include proportionate nutrients, CHOs, CHNO, fats, vitamins, minerals, salts, depending on age, sex, work, or any other psychological requisites. Food is very important to everybody. A dietary plan is there. So, cereals and pulses contain 98 calories to 373 calories. Fats, oils, and sugars contain 17 calories to 905 calories. Meats and fish products, 82 calories to 273 calories. Vegetable root and tubers, 48 calories to 121 calories. Fruits, dry fruits, nuts, 48 calories to 121 calories. Milk and milk products, 25 calories to 203 calories. Beverages, soft and alcoholic, 25 calories to 104 calories. Snacks, savories, cakes, 13 calories to 583 calories. Miscellaneous food, 25 calories to 285 calories. Some examples. Personal hygiene. Personal hygiene is a very important aspect. So grooming and cleanliness is very, very important. Attire which you cook in, sanitation is and personal hygiene is stressed on in the catering industry. Your first impression, last impression is on the hygiene. You enter a restaurant, you find a shabby waiter, you will not eat there. A customer requires personal hygiene and sanitation at all given times. Care and caution is to be exercised. Bad sanitation practices lead to food poisoning, various harmful diseases, tuberculosis, dysentery, thyroid, diarrhea. Contamination on food can be very dangerous. It should be reduced. And personal hygiene also contributes. If a person does not wash his hands and cooks the meal, bacteria from the hand will also go into the meal. Food hygiene regulators contain basic recommendations about the premises used for storing, cooking and preparation food. Site should show no obvious source of contamination. Size and layout of the premises should be planned to facilitate maintenance of hygienic conditions. Incorporating a logical workflow pattern with the minimum of backtracking in the process. There should be adequate means of ventilation with a minimum of 15 changes of air per hour. Pests are the cause of food spoilage and contamination. They are also a major cause. Rats, rats and cockroaches. They can infest anything. Rats and cockroaches can infest anything. Sorry, I went back. Rats and cockroaches can infest anything. They come from anywhere. Rats will come from a crack in the wall, mortar, ill-fitted doors. And the droppings go into the food or anything, food poisoning is guaranteed. Guaranteed. Cockroaches are small. You can spot rats any time. There are lots of examples they show. And cockroaches also have the same problem. And these are the two major insects which create a problem. So regular pest control is a must for every kitchen to keep it hygienic. Waste disposal. You have to be very clear in waste disposal. Wet waste goes into wet. Dry waste goes into dry. It is properly kept, cross-contamination doesn't happen. Kitchen is clean at all times. Waste is wheeled out, put in proper polythene linear bags. Waste creates pests. So you have to be very careful in waste disposal. Washing, cleaning of your kitchen. Area has to be sparkling clean at all points of time. You know, harmful microorganisms on a kitchen table can occur if it is not cleaned properly. Or a knife can occur, and that used and that then that goes into the food. So it's very important to have properly the particles are removed from the entire places. The whole thing is cleaned properly. Washing up is an essential part of any catering process. Washing breaks the chain of infection. Remove waste particles and food in all cases, human saliva also. So which are the areas where washing happens? Pot area, kitchen itself. Major source of problems. Crockery and cutlery wash adjacent to the kitchen and restaurant. Glassware wash. Each has to be sanitized. Logically planned, no cross-contamination can occur, cleaned properly, water should not remain. Once you clean the equipment, you have to store the equipment, try and dry, air dry it as much as you can. Air drying is a very effective tool. Rather than wiping, air drying should be used. So you put them inverted or racks. Racks have to be made of steel. Cannot be wooden. Steel is easily cleanable. You can make out where there is particles jammed out in a steel. It's easy to clean, easy to wash, easy to maintain. And they don't rust. They are unattractive for microorganisms. Any stainless steel trays should be used. Poisonous food. Common symptoms of food poisoning: diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, sometimes stomach ache, headache, fever. Symptoms become evident 6 hours to 3 days. Now food poisoning earlier used to not be reported, now it's being reported. Public awareness is there, including eating habit, changing in eating habits. So there is a lot of public awareness. There's a lot of food poisoning is a problem which happens. And public awareness is the one thing which brings it to limelight. What are the food handlers' responsibilities? If a person is unwell, he should not be handling food at all, full stop. And a person who's ill, has skin rash or anything like that, should be given, not been taken to work by the employer. Should be taken to a doctor. Doctor should be told he's the food handler. Employee should always be hygienic at all points of time. They have to wash their hands after they use the bathroom. They have to wipe their hands, probably with a air dryer, not with napkins. Food handling and storage areas have to be kept clean at all points of times. So, a person who's unwell should not be working. On the days he is unwell, he is 100% fit, because any illness can be transmitted to food. A little cough on a food also will share your illness. Medical advice is always to be taken, and washing of hands constantly is a very important aspect, and especially when you are handling food. Your hands should be sanitized at all points of time. Don't use your dirty hands to pick up other food. Wash them. Go to the bathroom, wash your hands. Wear clean protective clothing at all points of time. Your uniform should be clean. Protective clothing should be wear. Headgear in the kitchen so your hair doesn't fall. Proper covering for your shoes. You should not be licking your fingers while tasting food. Special spoon should be used. Gloves wherever required should be worn. Proper storage of food should be done. Handling of all food with proper care should be done, and equipment should be done. Otherwise, you will cross-contaminate. As cross-contamination leads to food poisoning, leads to illnesses of yours and your customers. Principles of food service. First, most important principle is to serve the food at correct temperature. You can't serve hot food cold and cold food hot. You have to create a welcoming atmosphere for your guest. No person will like to eat in your establishment if you don't welcome him. You have to be able to promote your establishment services. And you have to create an environment where people will want to buy your food service. Aesthetics in food is very important. And aesthetics of your food service area is also very important. Your restaurant, color, molding, space, composition, very important. You have to analyze your aesthetics, artwork, texture, form, shape, size, line. Is your restaurant calm but friendly? Efficient but with time for the customers? Peaceful but busy? This is the atmospherics, the aesthetics. There is the atmospherics. The decor, the method of service, the background music which you have, they're all appealing to the person. You're creating an atmosphere of the restaurant. The look, the feel. Now, before we end this, we'll go through the important trends to watch for in 23-24. One is the ghost kitchens. These are kitchens which only service you through home delivery. Order eating, I mean, ordering only online ordering platforms, which also do mobile ordering and catering, contactless payment. So nowadays, we have these ghost kitchens which will run different brands which will serve you only through them. So they are only kitchens, there are no eating areas. Mobile ordering, contactless payments, you can do mobile ordering for takeaway also. And nowadays, data is so much available because of the order eating. Data analytics and using a software everywhere, data analytics has become an important operation. People are focusing on sustainability. Menu engineering is being done regularly. Sustainability, I mean, they're trying to use less energy, less water. People are sourcing ingredients from local suppliers. Then there is a personalization of a customer experience which is happening. Targeting marketing, loyalty programs, customized menus, making special menus for a guest. Use of technology is in a big way is happening. Self-service kiosks, ordering online, mobile payments, in a big way. New types of food and beverage businesses which are emerging. Virtual restaurant. Today's online age, everything becomes virtual also. Person would love to try for food virtually. You can have the food from any restaurant delivered to your house. Then you have another one, which is subscription meal kits. So you order a meal, but you cook it yourself. They'll give you all the ingredients and all the masalas and the recipe, and you have to cook it yourself. So people do that also. Then they have plant-based restaurant, completely plant-based. They even serve plant-based meats. Then you have zero waste restaurants. Now, it's very highly difficult to do this, but people are, you know, they want to ensure that there is no wastage in the restaurants. They're doing everything to keep their carbon footprint to the minimum. So they're committed to reducing the environmental impact, minimizing food waste, using sustainable packaging. So zero waste restaurants. Sustainable seafood restaurants. What are these? These are restaurants where serving seafood is caught or farmed in a sustainable manner. Environmental conscious seafood restaurants. Sorry. The functional banquet beverage business. These businesses focus on producing beverages that offer health benefits. Energy drinks, protein shakes, immunity boosters. These businesses deliver cocktails to customers' homes and offices. Then you have food trucks, which is a fad which has caught on from America to India also. These businesses serve food from a mobile truck or a cart. And you have many more things which are coming up and up. It's a highly innovative industry. I mean, there are restaurants which only serve you keto meals. So you get everything like that. This food service industry is highly dynamic, highly evolving, highly focused. And hospitality and food service industry, in its terms of its profitability, is very important. And it adds a different dimension. So with this, I'd like to thank you.